Books with Whitcoulls for the best selection of great reads.
Joan McKenzie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, today you're talking about All the Broken Places, which is a book by John Boyne, and I'm very excited because John Boyne is going to join us on the show next week.
Oh, you're so lucky. I can't wait to hear that interview. He's a wonderful writer.
Do you know what? I picked this up and I knew that it was a sequel to the hugely popular The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, which was released several years ago now. And I kind of picked it up and I went, okay, read it in a day. Couldn't put it down.
Yeah, I can understand that. The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, many listeners will know, and it was originally written for a YA audience, a younger readership, although a lot of us my age and older read it and loved it too. But this new book, All the Broken Places, is, as you'll have seen, very much a book for older readers. Just to slightly recap what happened in the first book, there was a family who moved to live in a house right next door to Auschwitz because the husband and father of that family had become the new commandant of the camp. And he had two children, Bruno and Gretel, and Bruno became friends with a boy on the other side of the barbed wire. If I pick up then from the end of that book and move into this new one, after the war ended, the commandant was executed at Nuremberg and his wife and daughter Gretel needed to find a new life for themselves and find a way to live in complete obscurity so that nobody would know their awful history. And they moved to Paris and, having read the book, you'll know that that didn't necessarily go so well. But at the start of this book, we meet Gretel, and she's in her 90s living in London in a very nice apartment. And reading about her, you feel as though this is a woman who's lived a life and things have gone well for her and you're not aware of the traumatic past. And she's trying very hard to retain that anonymity and just live a quiet life. But when a new family move in downstairs and things don't go well for them and she feels that she needs to stand up for one of the children in the family, she suddenly runs the risk of being completely found out. And if she were, it would become a global scandal that the commandant's daughter was still alive in London. And she has to find a way to deal with the situation without allowing that to happen. I was intensely moved by it. Like you, I found it incredibly easy to read. And I thought it was a wonderful portrayal of what life can be like for people who have something they need to hide from.
No, I'm really looking forward to talking to John Boyne about it next week. And also about that whole, you know, whether books need to be categorised as young adult or just a novel or, you know, where things sit. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him about that. Tell me a bit about Undoctored by Adam Kay. This has been a great TV series, hasn't it?
It has. It was called This Is Going to Hurt,
yes,
which was based on his first book. And now the new one is called Undoctored. So you can tell from the title that he's hung up his scrubs and he's no longer a practicing doctor. And the reason for that is that although This Is Going to Hurt was incredibly funny, it also had some very difficult moments. And he was present at a birth which went traumatically wrong, and it caused him to reassess everything and in the end decide he couldn't continue as a doctor. So in this new book, Undoctored, he tells what happened next, which is that he's trying to develop a career in comedy, and he is so funny. The jokes in this book, the way that he writes, it is hilarious. But jokes can ultimately be a bit one-dimensional, and when you read the story of what happened to him, under all those jokes, leaving medicine, trying to find a new career in an industry that isn't easy going, there's a real personal story here which is very profound. And the jokes aside, I thought he was bearing his soul and it made for an extraordinary read.
Thank you so much, Joan. Those two books, All the Broken Places by John Boyne and Undoctored by Adam Kay. And the new Kids Top 50 list is being announced this Tuesday. It is 24 years old, this list, so you'll be able to see that online or you'll be able to pop into a Book Cool store and pick up a brochure with that list of the top 50 kids' favourite books.